tried everything we can to mitigate the loss of our summer rangers this year. And so we were unable to hire our normal student rangers that help us out with our campground operations. And so we have been trying different plans to try and figure out what we're going to do to mitigate that. And as of last Thursday, our last kind of hope to get some extra help in here kind of fell apart. And so we're stuck with our final plan, which is to be open on the weekend starting June 1st. We'll be open every single weekend, Friday, Saturday, you know, till Sunday. And then we're going to be closed on like Sunday nights through Thursday during the week at East Crossing, West Crossing, and Eggert's Campgrounds. Malrema will be open just as normal throughout the summer. We are planning on being open, you know, a week before 4th of July and a week after 4th of July, and also a week before Labor Day to try and accommodate those folks that have vacations planned around then. And I know it impacts some folks, but we just don't have the staff with a 50% cut in our ranger staff. We just don't have the people to run all the shifts we need to run and still give some guys a couple days off to kind of get their head right and get back to work again. So we still have families and things like that we have to take care of our own things as well. And so if we're working 7 days a week and, you know, 16 hours a day, it's pretty tough to you know, ask our guys to do that without taking the day off. So
would there be any sort of opportunity to just go basic services only and close up the bathhouses and just let people come out to the campground and be there? Or was that talked about at all? I mean, the electricity's there, fill up the water. I mean, that doesn't need people, so that kind of thing.
Responsibility, Ryan, you know, that, you know, people are coming out to, and this is our you know, our options were to close a couple of the campgrounds completely for the summer. We didn't want to do that. Some of our other parks around the country that the Corps operates have done that. They've closed, you know, most of their camping. Some have closed up to 75% of their camping for the summer. We didn't want to do that. We figured limiting, you know, the camping to the, you know, our peak times are generally Friday through Sunday most of the summer, with the exception of a few holidays. And then, you know, during the weekdays, our occupancy on most weekdays in the summer is 25% or less in a lot of our campgrounds. And so, yeah, we're going to have impacts to some folks, but, you know, we have a public safety responsibility by having somebody on to, you know, everything that happens in a small town happens in our campgrounds. And so we have medical emergencies. We have, you know, some, you know, nefarious characters that come out and do stuff, all those things that happen in town, that the reason we have a police force in town, same reason we have a ranger force out at the lake, right? So not having anybody on a night or two nights or three nights and having all these people out here, it's kind of, we were comfortable with that. So
Okay. Did anybody ever contact you from the state of North Dakota about trying to help out?
Not at all. No.
That's disappointing, because I know the legislators were very aware of this. I mean, I talked with a handful of them, and no one from North Dakota State Parks, no one from the our District 24 legislators, they were aware of this. None of them reached out to you to talk about what was going on here?
Not my office, no. I can't say if they talked to our district, but I've never heard of anybody reaching out about us. You know, our first option was, you know, hiring our students that we always hire, right? And when we were told that wasn't an option this year because of the current hiring freeze, so we looked at who else could we bring in. We looked at the possibility of bringing in some military personnel that are transitioning out of the service that could possibly volunteer and help out. And that wasn't going to be able to be put in place soon enough for us to make use of it this summer. The other option would be there's a volunteer program called the Student Conservation Association, and they help out a lot of parks and things like that with students that basically volunteer their time and work with us. Again, not enough time to put that in play at this late in the game. That's something that takes you know, the better part of 6 months to get put in place before you get those folks on site. So that wasn't an option. So then we looked at, could we bring in some of our district personnel from St. Paul that maybe could fill in a week here or a week there and kind of piecemeal some schedule together with those folks to kind of help us out. And that's what we were working on up until the end of last week. And then we were told that you know, they've had a lot of folks leave down there as well. and because of the DRP program, and so that we were, you know, they were told that that was not an option basically at the end of last week, and so that we're left with what we have now. So
I was told, go ahead, Scott.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What do you got, Ryan?
I was told as of yesterday that the screws have been ratcheted down so hard on the Corps of Engineers that you can't even travel for basic business. I had a city leader from a different city in North Dakota tell me that they were supposed to have a meeting with St. Paul personnel. I believe it was last week. And they had to cancel the trip that St. Paul personnel were to make. That was going to be a 4.5-hour trip and do the meeting over Zoom because they weren't able to travel. Is that the type of atmosphere that we're dealing with right now with the Corps of Engineers?
I think it's with not just with the Corps. I think it's with multiple agencies. But yeah, we are in a travel restriction. It's very tight on what travel we can do. It's pretty much got to be for public safety, emergency type situations. So our folks that are supporting like some of the disaster relief missions in California for the wildfires last year and some of the damage, storm damage in the Carolinas, they're still able to travel to that. We have some dam safety personnel that are allowed to travel to come out and do like dam inspections and things like that, but very restrictive. So like public meetings and things like that, they're doing a lot of them over Zoom or online. I know I filled in for a public meeting here a week ago in Valley City that was for our water control manual that we normally would have our water management folks at because they weren't able to travel. And so I sat in for them and did that. So we're trying to substitute people where we can to get to those public meetings if we have people that are placed closer. But in some situations, we just can't do it any other way than online. So,
all right. Well, so one more question, and that would be that maybe it doesn't matter if you only have 25% occupancy during the week anyway. There's probably some people that camp seasonally that are affected by that. Fair. Not everybody is a seasonal camper, though, so I understand it's targeted. But if the state came through with some help to try to fund that ranger program, offered up some staff from Parks and Recreation from the state, do you have the authorization to use them? Is there some way for somebody from the state to help you alleviate this problem during the summer? And is there still time?
Yeah, we can partner with folks. The thing with partnerships is it takes a while to put them in place, right? And so we can partner. Money's not our issue this year. It's mainly, administrative rules that say we can't hire anybody for this period. That's been our issue with our staff, right? And so
you have the money, but you're not allowed to spend it. That's what I hear you saying in that situation. Sorry to be so blunt, but that's kind of what I hear in that.
Yeah, we're not the only ones. They're trying. Every administration has their target to try and save money and to be more efficient, right? And so this administration just looked at this a blanket hiring freeze for all agencies, and right now it's extended through the middle of July. Possibly if that gets lifted in July and we were able to scramble and get somebody on board, we could possibly change our operations. Even one or two bodies here would make a big difference, right? So, but where we're at right now is that, we're gonna be closed during the week, be open on the weekends. Mel Reiman will be open all 7 days a week, just like always. So there is an option. So if you want to stay during the weekday, you could change. If you had a reservation for a different campground, you could possibly change it to Mount Reiman. That one, just because of the proximity, is so close to our office, we're able to keep an eye on it pretty well. But I know it impacts a lot of folks. Take an extra day, take a Thursday or take a Monday or whatever to extend that weekend, and it affects some folks on certain weekends. And I feel for it. I'd feel the same way. I'd be upset if I had vacation plans set and all of a sudden this come down, and I totally understand that people are upset. Most people that we've talked to, though, have been understanding, and we're trying to work through them, helping them, either rebook or cancel the reservations if they need to, and we'll definitely do that. But we feel for everybody that's being impacted by this. And it's just that, we don't have enough staff to safely run the campgrounds to make sure that we can offer the public the safety the services that they expect and they deserve to have when they're out here. So we want people to be safe when they're here. We want people to have a good time, right?
So Scott, I get to ask this unsavory question, which makes you pick and choose a little bit, but if you have seasonal campers, and I know that particularly East Ashtabula has had some seasonal campers. I don't know if Eggert's has had seasonal campers. I don't drive through that one very often. I'm sure there's one or two. But are you going to put a restriction in as to how many seasonals you're going to take at Mel Riemann? Because if they all come to Mel Riemann, you could be left with very few campsites that are left for the weekend warriors that want to go out there for that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or just that Friday through Sunday type of mix. So are you looking at that, or is it going to be just truly first come, first serve, even if it's everybody seasonal at one park or one campground?
So we don't have seasonal camping.
Okay, good.
Federal rules, we only allow a maximum of stay of 14 days within the 30-day period. So people can only, the maximum stay they can stay is 2 weeks. That's the absolute max. So and most people, like I said, stay that just for our camping demographic. I mean, from the middle of June through the middle of July, we have a lot of folks that come and stay a week. You know, families that come stay a week, take a whole vacation or whatever, may stay a week and a half. But by and large, most of our campers are, like you say, the weekend warriors. They come out, maybe on a Thursday night and stay through Sunday, and or just Friday through Sunday. And so that's where we're at. We're not looking at a lot of people coming and staying for 3 months in a campground. That's not how we operate.
Okay. Yeah. I suppose if a guy wanted to, we could reserve 7 and 15 and 12 and you might not catch us, just kind of jump over to the next one. I mean,
we keep an eye on people and we'll come talk to you. But people do try that occasionally. I've had people make reservations in their dog's name, and we do catch that. So
see,
we are watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yep. All of a sudden, Fido Cunningham has a campsite out there. It's weird. So, okay.
Oh, Scott, thanks for taking the time to give us a little more clarification on what's going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Guys, for allowing us to be on it, and I don't know, for the listeners out there, if you're a camper and you've got a reservation and you would have gotten two emails, you would have got the first one that said that your camping reservation might be impacted and may require action. It'll kind of explain what you need to do. And if you took action and all of a sudden you got another email late in the day yesterday saying you still need to take action, well, you're probably okay. We did send a bulk email out to all our campers late in the day yesterday that just explained the process of what you need to do with the reservations, because there's some kind of weird hokey rules with the reservation service on what days would automatically be refunded and what days you would have to take action on your own to be refunded. And so if you have any questions at all, feel free to call our office, 845-2970. And we'll have somebody, we'll get back to you. If we're not here, we'll get back to you, call you back, and we'll walk you through the process. Reservation service is really good about helping you folks as well. So we're going to work with you as best we can.
All right. Thanks so much, Scott, and have a good Memorial weekend ahead, okay?
Yeah, you guys too. Well, everybody be safe out there, and remember, wear your life jacket over Memorial Day. We don't want any other mishaps. So
yeah, there you
guys
go.
Have Absolutely. A good day.
Always wear your life jackets, right, Scott? Always. There you go.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Maybe,
Scott.
Rain is in your car right now with all the rain. So.
That's right. Thanks, Scott. Have a good one. Scott Dickey,
right.
Bald Hill Dam Resource Manager, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, our guest here on the Steve and Ryan Show.